Craftsman Days are here at Lowe's with big savings on the tools you need. Save $100 on the Craftsman V20 6-Tool Power Tool Combo Kit, now at $199. No matter what the project is, Craftsman's high-quality, high-performance products empower you to build on. Stop by your nearest Lowe's store and check out the full line of Craftsman tools today. Valid through 6/18 while supplies last. Selection varies by location.
Joining us right now, Steve Moore. He's an economist at the Heritage Foundation, and he served as an economic advisor to the Trump campaign, and always love having Steve on. Steve, good morning, sir.
Good morning, Steve.
Hi, is that Sebastian there with you?
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Hi, Sebastian, how are you?
Good.
Now I see you on TV, and now you're a radio talk show host. It's awesome.
It's just cloning.
I spent a lot of time together on the campaign, and it was the time of my life. But look, I know what you guys want to talk about today, which is these tariffs, and Vince, I'm not a happy guy.
Yeah? You think they're tariffable?
Well, I do. By the way, I'm not a... I do think on some issues, Trump makes a lot of sense on trade. I don't think he can get tough enough when it comes to China. I think China's stealing. I think they, $500 billion a year of our technology,
yes,
and our patents that they're ripping off. But I just don't think from a trade perspective... guys, that this makes any sense, because I really do think that the steel and aluminum tariffs may actually end up costing more jobs for the American economy than they create, because you're going to have, now our cars, our trucks, our airplanes, our machinery, our manufactured goods are going to be more expensive.
Right,
and in the end, look, there's 20 workers who work using this stuff than we have more steel workers. So we have like 100,000 steel workers, but we've got like 3 or 4 million people who use steel in America as inputs for the things they produce.
So I want to point out, just to give people a sense here, 25% tariff on steel, 10% tariff on aluminum is what the president said yesterday. Go ahead, Seb.
I want to ask, so we discussed this in the last hour with Vince. We're conservatives. We don't believe the economy is a closed system. We believe the pie can grow. So why can't we have people manufacturing in America, but also why can't we have more people making steel? Surely, there are some measures where we could get back to that golden age, or do we just have to offshore steel and aluminium production because that's what people like Gary Cohen say we should do?
Well, look, I'd love to see that, Sebastian. And we do pretty well in steel. I mean, a lot of the specialty steel and so on, there are a lot of steel mills around the country that are operating at full capacity. And one of the arguments that I used to make to Donald Trump all the time on the campaign, again with my buddy Larry Kudlow, is look, the way to rebuild our industrial capacity in the United States, Sebastian, is not to put tariffs on the goods and services, but to do the kinds of things he's already doing. The tax cut, my goodness, the tax cut is a huge boon to American manufacturers. We've created, Sebastian, as you know, 500,000 new construction, mining, and manufacturing jobs just since Donald Trump was elected president because of his pro-economic growth policies. So I agree with you. I want to increase America's industrial might. I do want those blue collar jobs back. I mean, you and I went to a lot of those areas in West Virginia, and Kentucky, and Michigan, Ohio, and Pennsylvania, where the manufacturing jobs had left and the factories jobs had left. But they're coming back, and it's because we're doing pro growth, positive things, not negative things for the economy. Like hurting. By the way, consumers, of course, are going to ultimately pay the price of this, right? Because it means you saw yesterday the aluminum price went up by 7 or 8% overnight. Steel prices have already gone up by about 15%. How does that help American consumers?
Steve, one of the trends here, it seems, is that regardless of whatever government-imposed structures we put in for the economy, is that automation, of course, is changing everything. I mean, the way that steel used to be produced is not like how it's produced today. Far more people were involved, actual steel workers were involved in the production of steel, and far fewer every year now are involved in that production because we're just so much better at actually producing these things through robotics, through automation, through all of those things. And that's kind of always been, to me, where the future is. The reason manufacturing for steel will come back to the United States is because that'll make the supply chain a lot cheaper once we can all fully automate it. The problem? It doesn't create blue-collar jobs. I mean, the future here seems to be robotics and AI and all of these things in terms of production. There's just all these market forces that are very different than the notion that we're going to start employing a bunch of blue-collar workers in the steel industry.
Look, I generally agree with that. I think you're exactly right, Vince. I mean, look, the future is robotics. I remember when I was a kid, when I was, 12 years old, my parents took me to some of the steel mills and the auto plants, when we went to Detroit. And those were, those are grimy, hard hat, those are tough jobs, And I remember looking at these, these plants saying, good, I don't want to do that when I grow up. If you go in a modern auto manufacturing plant or a steel mill, it is so different from what it was, 25, 30, 40 years ago. Now, you have people in diagnostics, using computers and using artificial intelligence and all sorts of other types of robotics to produce this stuff. And by the way, those workers are making a lot more money than the workers were 30 years ago that were, doing this stuff in these grimy sweatshops. So that you're exactly right. The future is much more computerization, technical, devices and so on that can make this stuff. The workers will be higher paid because they'll be more productive. And Sebastian, I think we actually have a rosy future for producing everything from cars to trucks to steel to aluminum.
We did it before.
If we just got the government off the back of these industries.
We can do it again. Listen, Steve, let's zoom out to the strategic for a second. The big issue, and this is what my eyes were opened up to inside the White House, our long-term strategic threat is China, especially when it comes to economic warfare. In addition to the 301 trade investigation, what else does the president have to do this year with regards to China's economic practices?
Sorry, Sebastian, I'm having a little problem hearing you. I couldn't quite hear
China. What else does the president need to do in this calendar year? In addition to the investigation on unfair trade practices, what else would you like to see coming out of the White House?
Well, look, I think the tax cut is a gigantic victory for U.S. production and for U.S. producers. And everywhere I go, Sebastian, I talk to our businessmen and women who own, who run our great companies, whether it's, huge companies. Yesterday I met with Fred Smith of FedEx because I was in Memphis. And, they're building they're purchasing hundreds of new planes and thousands of new trucks because of the tax cut. So what I want to do is just be pro-growth. The tax cut is having a very positive impact. The deregulation, Sebastian, is huge. I mean, I mentioned the fact that we're bringing mining jobs back. There was an article on the front page of the Wall Street Journal the other day that, remember, we used to go to those mining towns that were decimated
Yes.
by Obama regulations. They're up and running again. So I want to see the positive pro-America positions. I don't want to see punitive measures, though, like tariffs, because I think the history shows they just don't work very well. It's going to hurt our auto production, our truck production,
Yep.
our manufacturing that's on a rebound right now.
That's right. Well, we have a couple more days until we get an official announcement, but the early indicators out yesterday. We'll see if the president shifts on any of this. Steve Moore, thank you, economist at the Heritage Foundation and former economic advisor to the Trump campaign. Really always appreciate your joining us.
Thank you, Steve.